Let's go now to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where two people were killed and a third injured last night at a protest for Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot by police as he was reaching into his car where his three young children were waiting for him. Blake is alive but partially paralyzed, and the city of Kenosha is in the midst of unrest. And for more, let's bring in Alderman Anthony Kennedy, who represents the 10th District of Kenosha. Alderman, thank you for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And last night, as I mentioned, we saw another night of tense protests. Two people were shot and killed, and a third injured. We're hearing there were two protests. Earlier in the day, a peaceful march and a protest near the courthouse. And then later in the night, another more chaotic scene after that 8 p.m. curfew. Tell us what you know.
I was able to witness a good deal of that second incident in the evening. My friend Ray Roberts and my friend County Board Supervisor Andy Berg set up a Facebook live feed where they were discussing issues and bringing up different feeds to see what was going on in the city of Kenosha. And one of the feeds they brought up showed the situation just about 20 to 30 seconds before the shooting happened. There was a confrontation. In that confrontation, you see people coalescing around that. You hear the shots fired. You see that little crowd disperse, and then the shooter walks past the person who is filming and goes to up the street. He trips, falls. The crowd that was near them starts to converge on him. The person starts shooting from the ground. And I saw this as it was happening because of the feed that my friend Ray Roberts and Andy Berg were broadcasting. There were no Kenosha police officers in the vicinity. Their line that they had set up was about 4-5 blocks to the north of where this was happening. So any narrative that talks about the Kenosha police were involved in this or was complacent or allowed it to happen, that is a weaponization of information that is literally going to destroy my neighborhood.
You have said that you're heartbroken over what is happening there in Kenosha. Blake's sister has said, this is nothing new, though. She's not sad. She's actually angry. And protesters have said this, too. You've been an alderman of the 10th District since 2008. Where is the breakdown between police and communities there that protesters are contending? And do you feel a sense of responsibility in this at all as an alderman?
As a city alderman, I absolutely feel a sense of responsibility. I am part of this system. It would be a falsehood for me to try to divorce myself from this. Watching the video of Mr. Blake and his engagement with my police department was absolutely heartbreaking. There's no way you have any kind of humanity and not be affected by that. Shock, disbelief because the police department that is being pictured on that video is a disconnect from the men and women that I have worked with, who I have asked to help improve the quality of life of my constituents for the last 12 years. The people who, it was almost as if I'm watching a fiction. And that was not an indication of what I thought my police department was about.
Alderman, there has been, though, a contentious relationship between Kenosha police and residents. There was another death that rocked Kenosha 16 years ago, the death of Michael Bell Jr. He was a 21-year-old white man who was also shot by police. And because of that incident, Michael Bell's father pushed for reforms that now require the state to investigate cases involving Kenosha police. Do you have faith in that process?
I have respect for what Mr. Bell has done. He has taken a tragedy that I cannot imagine any father losing their son. And he's taken that tragedy and he has made some reforms happen in the state of Wisconsin. And I thank Mr. Bell for that effort because I think we are in a better place because of it.
In a better place, but the call from protesters is more. They want more to happen. This is a small city with 100,000 people. I can hear in your voice that you feel a tremendous amount of sadness about what's happening to your community. But what conversations or actions do you see coming out of what's happening now? What do you want to see happen?
One, and this might be Pollyanna pie in the sky, but I have been accused by the people I have engaged in the neighborhood, in the community, that I'm a liar, that I am the puppet for the system. I work at a certain level. I don't have the luxury of just being angry. I have to be angry and productive, and I'm going to ask my constituents to please join me in that.
That was Anthony Kennedy, alderman for the 10th District in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where two people were killed and a third injured last night at a protest over the shooting of Jacob Blake.